This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Four European nations vowed to back Kiev's bid to become an official candidate to join the EU. And two U.S. veterans from Alabama reported missing in Ukraine. I'm Rod Rodriguez, and this is The Back Brief. Boy, oh boy, it's been a hot bit since the last Back Brief. Sorry about that, folks. It would seem that the world has gone on a sprint, and I've been trying to hang on for dear life. So what's new with you, huh? Do you feel like you're trapped in a burning building, scrolling through TikTok videos, hoping firefighters put it all out? I know I do. It's been kind of weird this last couple of months, hasn't it? COVID-19, monkeypox, school shootings, Russia, tornadoes. It all feels like life is out of control and we're all spinning out into the void like mud slung from a tire. Should we be saving bottle caps to use as currency in the post-apocalyptic future? Hope not. Personally, I'm hoping AI becomes sentient and we get to fight robots till we inevitably meet our extinction at the end of the cold metal claw-like grasp of our artificial progeny. Or maybe aliens finally make their grand appearance and preside over our fates with as much patience as humans meted out to one another when encountering new cultures and people. Anyway. France, Germany, Italy, and Romania are rallying behind Ukraine in their fight against Russia. They're offering weapons, support, and floating EU membership. NATO has also been offering support and floating their own membership. And the United States is pledging another billion or so dollars to the fight. But honestly, all this membership talk and money feels like we're just flirting with the prom queen while she's in the middle of being raped and beaten by the entire football team. Is that too harsh? Is it? Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong, folks. I'll tell you this, though. The support for the fight in Ukraine feels to be waning right here in the U.S. The price tag is feeling really high when Americans are feeling the pinch as the inevitable recession hits home. The recession I've been telling folks was coming, but the news and mainstream media has been telling you, don't worry about it, there's no recession. Well, guess what? There is, and it's here. $5 plus a gallon, rising food prices, and fewer Taco Bells are open 24 hours. That sounds like a joke, but that's because nobody's working there. COVID took its toll. It's the fucking end times, folks. Get right with God. Okay, well, maybe it's not that bad. But anyways, helping people across an ocean, 1,000 miles away, fight Russians is feeling less and less like a worthy cause. hey, we could use that billion right here, right? Sure. Our lawmakers would squander it, line their own pockets, then tell us how we all should be more fiscally conservative and frugal while their kids dodge military service in favor of an Ivy League education, while our young people fight to enter military service during a time that doesn't need them to bleed for a GI Bill. Not yet, anyway. But when it comes down to shedding blood, let's make sure they shed it for something worthwhile and not some bullshit wars like taking down a whole country because we think they have weapons of mass destruction, but then it turns out they don't. That's not hyperbole. That's not me being exaggerating. That happened. That happened. Or invading a country because they have training camps run by the terror group that conducted an attack against you, but not actually doing anything against the country that those attackers were from, where the money came from, or which openly hates you because they got the oil you need and you're an infidel piece of crap. Let's not get it confused. Neither of those countries was inhabited by blue-skinned, long-tailed tribal people defending some spirit tree while we tried to get our unobtainium or whatever. But the point remains, they were bullshit wars and we all fucking know it. And we fought them. And all we wanted in return was an actual end. But what we got, all we got, was a thank you. A thank you for your service. We got flag-draped coffins, and the people of those countries, all they got were I fought with Americans and all I got was this lousy t-shirt and a death sentence t-shirt. But it's cool because we added a bootleg Rick and Morty to it, so it's fun. So what's worth bloodshed? What's a fight actually worth having? I don't think we have the foggiest idea anymore. Truth, justice, freedom. We don't know how to classify those terms here in the U.S., much less know how to export them. But we do know what the opposite looks like, right? Tyranny, oppression, evil, stuff like that. I thought we did. That was until Russia decided to execute Order 66 and invade Ukraine. And what an invasion that's been. We've seen the Ukrainian people fight hard to keep a much larger adversary from steamrolling through to them like we thought Russia would. But the truth is, we all expected a Hollywood ending. We thought the Russians would put up a fight and then the Ukrainians would rally, form a wedge, and defeat the Russians while the crowd chants, ducks, 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 ducks. Maybe we thought Maverick was going to come flying over that hillside, drop some missiles on some Russian targets, dogfight in the air against some MiGs, fly over to Moscow, drop a bomb down some hole, and boom, we land on the aircraft carrier, bump and chest, mission accomplished. You can insert your own Rudy-esque inspiration moment here, but this war dragged on longer than our attention spans, and now it's just not cool anymore. Now it's a drag, man. It's less Endgame and more the Eternals. Why isn't this over? I want to see something else. Russia's president for life, Sith Lord Vladimir Putin, has kept his trigger finger dangling over the stockpile of nuclear weapons for the last couple of months, forcing a weird passive, aggressive Cold War that children of divorced couples recognize as the prelude to the night daddy hits mommy and mommy pulls a gun on daddy. And before the night's over, you're outside wrapped in a blanket while police officers tell you that it's going to be all right. And you're trying to remember your aunt's phone number, but for some reason, your mind keeps wandering back to how it's your fault for not stopping Vladimir Putin from taking over Europe. But hey, that's life, right? That's what we're being told. That's life. That's politics, international politics. This is fucking Chinatown, baby. Two military veterans from Alabama fighting with Ukrainian forces have gone missing and are rumored to have been captured by Russian forces. Andy Hoon and Alexander Drake volunteered to go overseas and fight with Ukrainian military against what the world for the last couple of months has been calling an illegal occupying force, what Reagan called an evil empire. And the reasons for millions of Facebook pictures turning blue and yellow supporting Ukraine. In the face of two Americans being captured by Russian forces, the resounding reaction I've seen has been, fuck them. They knew the risk. Seriously. My feedback has been a resounding, fuck those guys. They knew the risk. You're telling me I changed my Facebook profile for nothing? So we all agree that Russia sucks for invading Ukraine. We acknowledge they're wrong for doing this. We also support the efforts of this administration to send weapons and money to fight the Russians. We're sending money and weapons to the Ukraine. To Ukrainians to fight the Russians. Two guys volunteer to actually fight the Russians. They volunteer to go out there, put their asses on the line. They get captured and we're like, yeah, fuck them. They knew the risks. Wow. I thought that lady who put her chihuahua in a locker at Disney World in the middle of summer so she could ride a roller coaster, I thought she was cold-blooded, folks. We're just going to let them dangle. But if we do something, Putin will use his nukes. And we're right back to it, right? Putin gets to do whatever he wants, including capturing and possibly torturing our U.S. citizens who went to fight for a nation this administration is supporting with everything but service members. And let's be real. Russia isn't going to treat those guys right. Geneva Conventions? They invaded the Ukraine. They committed war crimes. What do you think they're doing to our people? Wake up. You're Americans? Well, we should definitely take care of you and for sure not take out our anger for the country supporting Ukraine out on you. I would have done that in a Russian accent, but my Russian accent sucks. But you get the gist. They're not going to take care of these guys and make sure they're all right. But hey, you did your part. You changed your profile pic. That's enough, right? Those guys, they knew the risks and they still went to fight against an evil fucking empire, against an enemy we will likely face ourselves. But fuck him, right? God, dog. The world has collectively decided to roll the dice on Russia. Roll the dice. Maybe Putin will change his mind and only keep part of Ukraine. We can live with that, right? He can keep some of it. That'll make him happy. Maybe the Ukrainians will just surrender part of the country to him. Maybe Putin will die of natural causes. Maybe his people will oust him. Maybe he'll have a come to Jesus moment and stop the invasion. Maybe daddy will stop drinking and he and mommy will stop fighting. And then after that, we can all go to Disneyland. Oh, there's a pipe dream. Folks, it's not going to end till he has the whole country. And if you think it ends there, you have not picked up a history book. The best line I ever heard: history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. It rhymes. This isn't Nazi Germany. I get it. Circumstances are very different. It's not history repeating itself, but it is rhyming. Putin has nukes. Nobody wants to go to war with nukes on the table. I get it. And as long as his finger hovers over the button, he's going to hold us all captive. Got it. Folks, world economies are collapsing. People will freeze to death this winter. They're going to freeze to death because he's keeping the gas lines turned off. Food shortages are coming. Things are going to get worse before they get better. And we're all hoping that this whole thing goes away before the next Thor Love and Thunder is released, because we don't want to leave a Marvel movie only to go outside into a nuclear winter. At what point is enough enough? When do we say this is the fight? This is it. No more Hitlers, no more Putins. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Unless they have nukes, then baby's gonna shut up if she knows what's good for her. I'm Rod Rodriguez. This was The Back Brief.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.